Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, you guys. Unfortunately, I aspire to be a success as an artist in Hollywood. And I came to Hollywood a long time ago for that dream, and I still have that dream. And my dreams have been realized through the release of my records. They also been realized through me being able to release records to the public and people to buy it. I do get, you know, a royalty rate, which is very low, but still is up and come, you know, it's still a progression that I am proud of. While I haven't gotten to where I wanted to go, I'm still aspiring. But at the same time, I came across individuals, past, present, who I highly know or don't know, you know, or I haven't seen in years, who come around me. I guess because of my little stardom. I'm a star, but I don't, you know, a star, but not a big star. I don't even consider myself, you say, quote unquote, famous. A famous person, a big star or star. I consider somebody who's on TV, like the Grammys, the Oscars. You see their name talked about in the news. I'm not that kind of star yet, or aspire to. I don't know if I get there, but that's my goal. I'm like on YouTube, I'm on my podcast. They can see my records. They can see that. Okay, so in that case, those people are that too. A real star is somebody who's on Grammys, on ABC News, you see them on a TV show or a movie, big movie, as you can go to the box office. You can buy their records, you see them on a Billboard chart. And they're on YouTube, and you can see their records, you can see everything on there. I am not on the Grammys. I am not a big movie star. I'm not that. I am on Twitter, I on YouTube, you see my videos, just like these people. So you can say I am a star in that way. Not a star, a literally star that people talk about around worldwide. My songs are worldwide, okay? And that's my aspiration or my dream, part of that fantasy, that fairy tale, to come to Hollywood to see that my song gets on the Billboard chart, or if a song that I've written gets on the Billboard chart that I make money from, or for an Oscar. That's the aspiration. And that's, to get to that level, it's like, it's very difficult, particularly in Hollywood, or if it was in New York, you know. It's like, I was told I had to jump off the cliff. And I did that when I was younger, and perhaps I got to do that again. I don't know. And I don't know if I'm going to get to that. I hope I do, but that's the aspiration. That's the dream. And despite of everything, I struggled so much. I paid my dues for many years. It took me a very, very long time to get to have my records released. I evolved from a struggle, or really someone who was writing from perspective of struggling, and I actually was into rock, you know, pop rock, sensible in rock, to someone who's multifaceted and became a pop singer to expand. And, you know, that's still the dream, and I'm going to continue to go for that dream. That's what I came out here for. Underline everything else. I knew that when I got older, I had to have something to fall back on, So I went to college. So I looked at, like, the academic world, like at college, you know, something to fall back on. Because if I did it a long time, I haven't seen it. Then I knew I had to have something to fall back on, but still believe and go for those dreams anyway. But while I'm doing all that and doing it good, without anything else, I'm doing good. I'm fine, inspiring, progression, slowly but progressing. I deal with people from my past or present who thinks I'm, who are out of touch with living in L.A., you know, living near Hollywood. Hollywood, the industry is not just in Hollywood, okay? It's not just in the city of Hollywood. It's in the San Fernando Valley, too. There are multiple record companies in Burbank and record labels in Burbank that were in Canoga Park, that were, you know, EMI Records is in Canoga Park. There are in movie companies and stuff. And then there's companies, downtown LA has a lot of stuff at Hollywood, the Hollywood business. There are companies, and, you know, there are even companies in Malibu, yes, in Beverly Hills. There's a lot of, definitely in Beverly Hills, a lot of entertainment, as you know, entertainment companies. So, and there's lots of people out here, millions who come out here to make it, of all different shapes and sizes and want to go for that dream. Okay? Whether you want to be an actor, a singer, a comedian, here it is. Okay? This is the place. Yes. So, I think they're out of touch. And when I say they're out of touch, I mean, they look at me and like, oh, I need to give up. I'm too old. You know, I've written a song about that, you know. I want my Hollywood dream to come true. You know, they say I'm too old or I should be a counselor. They need a leader and they need a rock and roll band. You know, that I didn't come out here to be no counselor. I'm not their leader. And I said the leadership comes from within. That, you know, when you look for someone to lead for you, it will never happen because we need to lead within. But for me, you know, I think it's insane when people say I cannot be an artist. Really, these people say I cannot be an artist. And they live in this area where it's one of the major entertainment capitals in the world. The others are New York and Nashville, and London, I would say. And you know, probably more so than any of them, possibly with the exception of New York. So I'm like, what are they talking about? There are millions of people of all different ages, shapes, and sizes want that dream to be a singer, a songwriter, a movie director, an actor, a comedian. And this is where it is. And I'm one of them. And I inspire in my own way. And I think it's insane when they say I cannot be an artist in a place where the fairy tale and where they cultivate and where dreams do happen here. Millions of people have seen their dreams in one way or another come true. And I want mine to come true. It's a positive thing. But I have to have something to fall back on, but it's not, I'm not a counselor. When I say counselor, I'm not a mental health counselor. I am not going to be a mental health administrator. That's not what I came out here from upstate New York. If I wanted to do all that, I would have done that a long time ago. I would have persisted in psychology. I have made that decision because of my bad experiences with dealing with people who have mental health issues, to know that I don't have that patience to deal with that. But the other reason is because I have these other dreams that I feel I fit into. So when I say that, and these people continuously say for years, give up, be a mental health counselor. Oh, I could be an administrator at San Fernando Center. I think that's insane because that's not going to happen. They're trying to make me be something that I am not. I cannot be something that I am, I just don't want to be, or try to, or do it for someone else's wishes to make me unhappy. That, what are they trying to force it down my throat? These people got mental health issues. They truly do. And I'm sorry to say, but if they need a counselor or administrator or somebody to help them, they need, I can help people. I cannot help someone who has a severe mental illness and who's not taking care of themselves. They need to go to a mental health counselor who can help them. And they can get on with their lives and be happier, because there are a lot of mental health therapists who are mental health therapists because they wanted to be a therapist. There are people, lots of people who want to be counselors, or mental health counselors in psychology. That's a good field. But I'm not one of them. My experiences with people with mental health issues and criminals just was one reason. The other reason is that I had the experience of working in the mental health, and I realized that the bad experiences that I experienced in my childhood and my early adulthood, which led me to be an artist in the first place, was perpetuated with my experiences of working in mental health. And I do not want to experience that again. Of course, you know, life is full of experiences. But that's my thing, and that's always going to be the case. They should not be coming to my home. These people I consider who have mental health issues, and they hang out at that San Francisco in the Cornerstone or wherever they hang out. This is not 1992 or 2005 or wherever they saw me. They need to move on with their lives. Unless I knew with them directly, they got severe mental illness or they're up to some no good, because they keep coming over here with some saying things that are not going to happen. What are they doing with their lives all these years, the last time I saw them? Won't they be a mental health counselor or mental health administrator? Won't they go to get a job and stop sitting out there on the street or in their apartment and feeling sorry for themselves because of what they're saying and doing is not fair to me? It's also harassment. You can't harass me because I simply don't want to do something that they want me to do. That is not fair, and that's never going to happen. If they continuously perpetually say this, they are up to no good and they are dangerous. They already said that some people believe that people with mental health issues, some people are dangerous, sick and dangerous. And these people are perpetuating that stereotype. They need to stop perpetuating the stereotype and be healthy to prove that these people are wrong. And won't they be administrator? Because I am not interested when they keep perpetuating it. Now, that doesn't mean that, now, as far as like counseling, education, or administration, other fields like an admin, like a, because I run my own publishing company or something like that. Yeah, that can't do it. And if they keep perpetuating it, they're up to something, they're up to some criminal matter, or they got some sickness that require hospitalization. And they should not be coming to my home saying something that isn't fair and honest to me and my development as a person. And I don't like putting it out on this, you know, the airwaves on this podcast. But they were saying it for so many years, and they're still doing the same thing for the last, what, decade, two decades? Something is wrong with this situation, this picture. They need to get a psychiatrist to get them in touch with reality. They need to take control of their own lives and stop getting into mine, because it is not fair to me or anybody me or other people who are law-abiding and well-mannered and healthy mentally. Insanity I have dealt with, unfortunately. I don't know why, I guess, insanity from other individuals I have dealt with. I mean, I had one of the same people were angry about me not being in a band with some person that I don't hardly know. I mentioned him before, Kazuma, okay? And they were angry about that. There was no rock group. It was a jam band. There wasn't going to be, because they think I took his dream away to be a lead singer. Now, that's a delusion. That person needs to see a psychiatrist. That's a very sick person, because all those allegations are false. He can ask Kazuma. There was no band. It was jamming. We were not a professional group to go famous because they didn't, because Kazuma don't want to be, didn't want to be famous. He wanted to have fun. So it's hard to live with people who make a false allegation or insinuate situations that have nothing to do with me but to their own illness. If they can get help and move on, then that would be a good thing. If they want to be a mental health administrator or something like that, won't they go to school and do it? I wish them the best. And if they do it, good for them. They'll make changes in the mental health. Because I ain't going to take no one's dream away. Because I don't want them to take mine. And, you know, coming over here decades later, what have they done with their life the last 10 or 20 years? I seen them. What have they done with their life the last 17, 18 years? What have they done with their life? Have they went to school? They could have got their own home. Have they became a, they could have became administrator. They could have done a lot of good things if they put their minds to it. They got to put their minds to it. No one can do it for them. It takes practice. They can't keep saying the same thing over and over for the last decade or so. I think that the psychiatrist needs to come into the picture. Because I am not going to do that. While my mental health has, is fine, and I have said that several times, thanks to being aware that I must keep away from people who exhibit severe mental health issues like that, because they are not, not only they're not well, they may exhibit dangerous tendencies to do self-destructive things that may hurt me at the same time. I can't deal with that. They may do things illegally. So these people need to get in touch with reality. Like I got in touch with reality, continued to go for my dream, because I didn't come out to L.A. to be no mental health counselor. I did not come out to L.A. to do that. I came 3,000 miles. I had that dream since I was a kid. Like at the beginning of that movie and Pretty Woman, the guy said, Hollywood, some dreams come true, some don't. And I would like to say that's what it's all about, the fairy tale. Go for that dream as long as I live. Because this is Hollywood. A lot of people who want to make it in Hollywood don't live in Hollywood initially. A lot do. It's got more expensive. Going for that dream is very hard. Finding a place, getting that role, or getting that getting signed to a record label, it takes it a lot. It takes luck. It takes a long time. I have to do things to try to get ahead. But at the same time, I cannot deal with no insanity. But I ain't going to let no insanity or no negativity like this get in my way to go for those dreams. I don't know why they keep saying something that doesn't make sense or pertain to reality. I am concerned about the system where I live to have these people come around because they surely need help mentally. Because, you know, rational, law-abiding people don't do that. That would include people that I knew from my hometown. If I haven't seen them in 30 years or 35 or whatever, and then they come out all of a sudden, knows you, hi, wait, wait, wait. And what really is doesn't make sense is that not only they 30 for 35 year or whatever, twin, twin, whatever. If I don't know them, I don't even know these people. And that don't make sense. That's a sign of severe mental illness. And they need to get help. Now, if I do know them, like I said, 35, 40 years, and then come out and see me and without knowing, without talking to me, that don't make sense either. You know, no rational person will go up to somebody that don't know, follow somebody around 20 years or 10 years, keep saying the same thing. They got a severe mental illness that requires hospitalization, or something's wrong with the picture or the people around them. They should not be perpetuating these people who are sick saying these things. And also, if people came out, people who you know, who I hardly know or haven't seen in years, like 20 or 30, and then come out all of a sudden, 30 or 40, all of a sudden come out and don't say. Don't come up to me directly and say it from a car. They has got to see a psychiatrist because no one rational or no one whose whale would do those things. And I'm saying that to be honest. But these people are hurting. So they're hurting. They need help. There are lots of clinics to help them. If they really want to get help, they can get it. But it ain't from me because I'm not a counselor. It's really unfair because I was never a mental health counselor to begin with to help them with that situation. Perhaps they saw me at the center when I was got my BA in psychology and I was working with the staff, yes. I didn't have my mental health license. It's my experience, and my experience told me I had to leave it. I couldn't deal with people, health issues. I had my own bad experiences of homelessness, the child abuse, all the experience dealing with people with health, mental health issues, the status quo, not fitting into the status quo. So that led me to be a singer-songwriter because I was going through a lot, not fitting in to where I come from my hometown. So I became an artist, and that's what a lot of artists do. A lot of artists don't fit in. But I couldn't do that, okay? The other thing is that they say they don't know how to mind their business. They got severe mental illness, and something is wrong. Something is wrong. The criminals or something. Mm-mm. Like I said before, for me, I am not hanging out with anybody who's negative, whether I know them or not. If they are, as I always said, if I put myself in a negative situation with a negative person, it's always going to be negative consequences. And I'm going to describe it. I'm not going to hang out with somebody who's unwell or unstable mentally, who's not capable of being around, because they might hurt me and do something evil to me. I'm not going to hang around with a criminal, a narcissist, a sociopath. I'm not going to hang around with somebody who's involved in something illegal, a drug dealer. And unfortunately, based on my past, coming across criminals and bad experiences, as I mentioned, experiences of violence and so on, I'm not going to hang out with someone who has a long criminal record and still doing legal things. I can't hang out with no ex-con. When I say ex-con, I mean somebody who's perpetually doing illegal things. You don't hang around with nobody who's well. Hang around with somebody who's dangerous. I'm well myself, and I'm surprised I'm so well because of what I experienced. And I'm it's a test of mental because it's like doing the right thing, which I know I'm doing. It's very hard to do. It's very hard to be positive and do the right thing for myself. It is very easy to give up. It's very easy to wilter, and I can't do that. I can't let these people take away my dreams. That's what they want to do. Or, their mental illness is coming over to my home. It was about the home, too. That's the home. Think they're going to move in or think they're going to – so they kept saying they're going to get a refinance or own my home. I mean, that's crazy. I ain't going to put them down because I realize that it's just two wrongs don't make a right. I think somebody needs to get these people in a hospital. They need to go to a hospital. Stop saying things at me. Stop telling me that I could be a minister, that I can help people. Stop lying, saying that they told people in the industry that I'm just making music for a little mental health center, which is a lie. And psychosis. My songs are worldwide. I'm an artist. I didn't get into the music business to deal with mentally ill people. Okay, I got into business to deal with everyone. Yes, my music is for people who have mental health diagnoses, but my music is for everyone. It's for people, well or unwell or whatever, to listen to. What I mean is that it's for the United States. It's for Europe. It's for everybody. To aspire to get to the next level, to make a living as an artist and a musician, professionally, unprofessional. I am not trying to put these people down because I experienced this so long that I just simply cannot understand what was the prognosis in me dealing with situations that requires intervention on these people who exhibit behaviors that no one should experience. Harassment or someone's illness who should have gotten help a long time ago and still out there on the street looking for someone to help them. Then there's something wrong with the mental health system if these people are still doing this, coming over here decades or coming over here for years. And these people hardly know me or don't know me at all. I know they're from that street where I used to live a long time ago and saying things about the rock band and all that. Now, I know we deal with people directly. If they have a dream to be somebody, won't they go for it? All they have to do is take some practice, start sitting out there. And the more they sit out there, the more they will suffer. But I hope they don't. Somebody should have intervened to get these people help. I can't worry about these people. I have to worry about me. Doing these podcasts, making music. It is good to write about. I will say these experiences, I don't want to write about really tough experiences, because I already done that, you know, writing about trauma, living on the streets of L.A. and my childhood and so on, and coming across bad people. And the song, I don't know if the song is still out there. I don't know. But, it was out there. Or write about, you know, I wrote a song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Struggling in school, me coming across a drug addict out here who gave me a very bad experiences. Tragedy was not what I am, is so positive. People will say it's negative, but it's positive because I had to overcome so many obstacles and still am trying to aspire to get to the next level and be a success. So with all that baggage that I have, and yes, it has affected me mentally. Because anybody who goes through all these obstacles in my lifetime and seeing what has happened, who can be real positive? But I am going to stay positive and continue to go and be, because I have to stay well. My mental health is important. Everybody's mental health is important. I'm glad they're talking about it. Mental health is important. And to stay mentally serene, or meaning stay mentally healthy, I must not be around negativity, negative people, or people who are sick. These people who I told you about, who said the things about them not in the van or saying false allegations, I don't think they can help it. I think they should get some help. They're from the East Coast or whatever. Well, they're from the East Coast. I don't understand that situation either. What are they up to? No good. Because I know that these people are probably criminals, some of them, who keep coming over here. They would love to see me fall for no reason. Again, I am not going to put myself in a situation to be a victim, because situations happen where people have good law-abiding people, aspiring people, have lost their dreams and their lives. When they hang around, when they start to open their mind and hang around with bad people, I'm not going to be one of them. I'm not saying that everybody who has a criminal record is bad. I didn't say that. I just said these people exhibit have not changed. They can't move on. They need to get help for them to move on. That's all they need to do. They need help. And they need to go to someone who's an actual mental health counselor, a therapist at the San Fernando Center, or at, in Hollywood, there's a mental health centers on Sunset Boulevard. I mean, there's mental health centers in, you know what I mean, Studio City. There's mental health centers, in San Gabriel Valley. You know, there's Pasadena. There's lots of places where they can get help. And they can tell all their issues and then move on. But I can't worry about them. I didn't come out to this planet to worry about them, because I can't do that as a living, because I'm not a mental health counselor. Now, if these people came to me directly, that's fine. So that's how it is. Good day. Good night. I'm done.